as long as Apple stays true to its focus on design and high-level, high-quality product, there will be a market that will respond to that.
Businesses at Macworld directly connected to cover-up of iPods. On this edition of PodTech News, we talk with entrepreneurs new and old who hope to ride the retail wave in the wake of Apple's successful mobile digital device. I'm Michael Johnson. With Apple selling 32 million units in 2005 alone, many see a huge market in dressing and accessorizing the players. I spoke with a few of the exhibitors on the show floor to find out how they would be lining up for a slice of iPod pie.
My name is Emily McHugh, and I'm the founder, CEO, and creative director of Kasori, and we are found on the web at kasori.com, C-A-S-A-U-R-I.com. Our first product was our laptop case, which actually ended up being the first laptop case ever sold at the Museum of Modern Art in New York, the MoMA Design Store. And Kasori was started as my class project at Columbia Business School, because I couldn't find a laptop case that I liked or wanted to carry. And therefore, my sister Helen and I decided to design one. And people asked us where we got it. And therefore, we realized there might be an opportunity here. Yes, we make cases for the iPods and the Nano cases. And the great thing about our iPod cases is that you can operate the iPod through the case itself. So without removing it from the case, you can still manipulate all the function of the iPod and protect it. As long as Apple stays true to its focus on design and high-level, high-quality product, there will be a market that will respond to that. And people are not going to lower their expectations, it's just going to get higher. So the bar continues to go up, and therefore we have to keep pace with that, with expectations and exceeding the market expectations as well.
Mophie, M-O-P-H-I-E.
Okay, tell me about, what is a Mophie?
What is a Mophie? What we do is we create a modular iPod accessory line. So it provides a functional accessory and it protects your iPod at the same time. So what we've done is we've molded those electronic accessories like the iPod dongle, like the iTrip, that are just as vulnerable as the iPod himself. And we've molded it inside a silicone case. So basically it protects your iPod and provides that function at the same time. So that way, you know, you got the protection and the function you want at the same time. This is the Song Sling, which launched in July, and it's an integrated lanyard headphone for iPod Shuffle, and it features retractable headphones. So when you want to rock out, you can pull them out, and when not, you just dock them right back in. Nice to meet you. Check out Mophie.com.
Well, TuneBelt's been around for 25 years. We started making products for the Sony Walkman way back when those first came out, and then we progressed to CD players, and now we're making carrier belts and armbands for the iPods. We've got them for the iPod Nano, the Shuffle, the iPod Video. And this is the first time we've been here, and we're having a lot of fun talking to everybody about all the new stuff. The iPod's been a huge success for our company. I mean, we've had to, it's rejuvenated. You know, the CD players have died, and the iPod has really, cranked out the need for accessories. Our website is TuneBelt.com.
My name is Deborah Weiss, and my company is called Rebby, and you can find it at myrebby.com. And I started with women's apparel and accessories and have adapted because of the need of women having some unique, functional, and fun bags into laptop sleeves, computer bags, and iPod cases. But I designed my iPod cases to function for cell phone, digital camera, a little purse, because most women do not necessarily wear pants or have pockets that they could shove it in. So I tried to make everything that's beautiful and practical. So they're all one of a kind. They're all made in the States. I design every single piece.
Dream Gear is started out as a video game accessory company. We've been around about 4 years. We've evolved into the iPod speaker as the whole trend started up. And we have a new item. It's called the iSound Max. It's licensed by Apple. It's going to be one of our hottest items out there. And you'll be starting to see it at retail probably February, March of this year. I don't see this thing slowing down anytime soon. So, we look forward to growing with this whole evolution of this new item.
We spoke with iPod accessory retailers on the floor of Macworld 2006 in San Francisco. For PodTech News, I'm Michael Johnson.